Wall Street is coping with some mixed jobs news.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. Welcome to the Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Don't look now, but people are tossing around the R word again. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers is quoted as saying there's a 1 in 3 chance of a recession. With that kind of talk, you can bet Wall Street is going to have a keen eye on the jobs numbers coming out this week. We got a preview of the government's Friday report from payrolls processor ADP this morning. Private employers added 114,000 jobs in July. That topped most expectations, but it's tempered by word from the job placement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas, which says planned layoffs at U.S. firms rose to a 16-month high last month, which no doubt has Wall Street doing some head-scratching. The Dow started out a bit on the upside, now down 36 points, a third of a percent. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both off by around 0.25%. Let's get Richard DeCaeser's take on why the street is where it is this morning. He's with the Parthenon Group, a Boston-based management consulting firm. Richard, we saw that big plunge for the Dow yesterday. This morning we're starting out, I'll say, tentatively. What's going on here?
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Bob. It is the economy. Not just that we had a couple of bad turns in this week, but over the past month, the broad market is down over 7%. That's not good. Now, the famous economist Paul Samuelson once said that the stock market has a tendency to overpredict, predicting nine of the last five recessions, is the way he once put it. So it's not a perfect indicator, but the numbers have been really bad. And in particular, last week, the government told us that the economy was growing much more slowly than we thought. Instead of 2.5% over the past year, the actual number was like 1.5%. That puts us below this very important 2% threshold, which is required to create jobs. And technically, some would refer to where we are right now as already in a growth recession, a growing economy, but not fast enough to drive the unemployment rate down.
Jobs, what about these mixed employment signals here this morning?
Well, they kind of continue the drumbeat. According to ADP, 114,000 private sector jobs. If the true numbers, which we get on Friday, come in at that territory, we should also layer in another 30,000 or so government job losses, which has been the trend over the past year. That's well over 100,000. We need to be under 100,000. We need to be doing 2 or 3 times that rate to drive the unemployment rate downward, and that's just not where we're at.
Quickly, too early to be talking recession here?
I don't think so. I think that 1 in 3 probability that Larry Summers mentioned is a very good prognostication, but that's kind of scary. 30-40% chance is very high.
Richard DeCaeser at Parthenon Group, thanks.
My pleasure.
A lot of the worry is coming from Europe, where the debt crisis may be rearing its ugly head again in Italy and Spain. Christopher Worth reports from London.
The cost of borrowing for Italy and Spain has shot up in the past few days. Investors are concerned about a weak U.S. economy slowing the global marketplace, but also that the crisis in Greece may still spread. But Cinzia Alcidi of the Center for European Policy Studies says allegations of government corruption in Italy and political unrest in Spain are also playing a role.
So we will find two very large countries in a situation similar to Ireland, Portugal, and Greece just before asking for the bailout. Now, can we bail out Italy?
The answer, she says, is probably not. The other problem for Italy and Spain is that the integrity of their governments has been called into question. And as we've just seen in the U.S., when the politics turn ugly, the economy isn't far behind. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
Well, as Johnny Carson used to say, how hot is it? July was the hottest month ever recorded in many U.S. cities, and August could match it. That means you'll see more red and orange on the weather maps, and not just signifying the temperature, but raising the alert for air quality. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
Here's one downside of the extreme heat across the country. News people are running out of things to say about it.
Quahog is suffering its worst heat wave in a century.
We now go live to Ollie Williams. How are you beating the heat, Ollie?
Swimming hole!
Thanks, Ollie.
Okay, so that's a fake newscast from the TV show Family Guy, but here's one metric the Environmental Protection Agency says bored weathermen and women should add right now: air quality alerts. Because on hot, sunny, stagnant days, the chemicals coming out of tailpipes, power plants, and factories can get trapped in the air around us rather than floating up higher.
It's just a very light haze that you can see.
Kara Brooks works for the city of Indianapolis. She's describing the look of ozone, a chemical compound that protects us when it's up high, but can make breathing hard when it's down low. When ozone levels rise, Indianapolis, like many cities, asks people to stay inside as a precaution and to drive less to reduce emissions.
Avoid rush hour traffic, use public transportation, avoid idling when possible, walk to lunch rather than drive, ride your bike.
Brooks says the voluntary ozone alert program is in the city's best interest. Under the Clean Air Act, the Environmental Protection Agency has to measure ozone levels. If cities go too high for a few years in a row, they can face fines or mandatory pollution cuts. Jonathan Levy at the Boston University School of Public Health says heat makes it difficult to promote health and cut pollution.
Recommending that people spend more time in air-conditioned settings. Obviously, the electricity has to come from somewhere. That can be power plants, and that can increase those emissions.
If summers stay this hot, in coming years, ozone pollution will rise on its own. That means cities will have a harder time meeting environmental standards. One more headache in a heat wave. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally, there's nothing wrong with the government of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi that a little public relations spin won't take care of. That seems to be the view of the embattled dictator anyway. After almost 6 months of civil war, there's word Gaddafi is trying a new tactic. An official from the Libyan Ministry of Information has sent out a pitch letter to PR firms in New York and Los Angeles looking to find a spin doctor to promote Gaddafi's, quote, moral, political, and legal claims to power. One New York PR exec tells the website Business Insider he thinks the chances any firm will respond positively to this request are highly doubtful. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
If you want to save a furniture store, you ought to get somebody who knows furniture, right?
Quite frankly, most of the investors couldn't tell you the difference between a sofa and a loveseat.
Yeah, I guess not. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Furniture for the future and today's business news. The numbers from Wall Street as well. It's all next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.